Outperform with Barclays Commercial Bank, your partners in business.
Mobi, shop in a pocket.
Wherever you need our services, anytime, any place, worldwide.
Lily Allen's new CD, it's out next week. It's her debut album. I'd buy it. Virgin Megastore, HMV, the other places. Next week, Lily Allen, buy it.
Welcome to online business travel, the American Expressway. Our services exploit any number of high-quality booking engines. We will always ensure that your online service is powered by the booking engine best suited to your needs. But whatever powers your online travel systems, you can rest assured that American Express will bring you a complete solution.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, my lover.
I was wondering if you could possibly direct me to the, farmer's market.
All right, well, you take the 73 bus to Knightsbridge, tube to Green Park, and then down Pimlico. Well, that's the nearest from here.
You mean there's more than one?
Oh, there'll be hundreds of them now, all over this here metropolitan area.
A tube! Golly!
Now you can buy the best of the country right here in the city, because Tesco's have acquired every single farmer's market within the M25. As our shareholders like to say, every little helps.
Sorry. There's just one other thing.
But what be that, my dear?
What's a tube?
Galley on Homes, they promised me 6% net. A great return when I buy to live. That's why it's good to invest with Galley on Homes.
My sister and I were gloriously happy. We sailed paper boats and washed tubs of water. Cut lovely paper dolls out of huge mail order catalogs. Kept two white rabbits under the back porch. Big mud pies in the sun upon the front walk. Hell, Doc, I've been everything from a hoopla man with a two-bit carny show to a top mechanic and bull goose cat skinner for every gypo logging operation in the Northwest till the Army taught me what my natural bent was. Poker. Yeah.
Morning, everyone. Typical stinking fucking hot day here in Mumbai. Real problems for Australia with fast bowling duo Chuck Fuck and Toby Scrotum, both ruled out with a nasty case of food poisoning. Apparently both players were up half the night spray-painting the Royal Dalton.
It was getting on towards moonset when they left the fields and entered the wood. Straggling, catching up with one another, keeping more or less together, they had wandered over half a mile down the fields, always following the course of the brook. Although Hazel guessed that they must now have gone further from the warren than any other rabbit he had ever talked to, he was not sure whether they were yet safely away. And it was while he was wondering, not for the first time, whether he could hear sounds of pursuit, that he first noticed the dark masses of trees and the brook disappearing among them.